No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, and a happy day after May Day to you. How's it going?
Morena, Rachel. You know, celebrating the mighty working class.
Hard out. That's what we like to hear, as we always do on a Monday morning here at BFM. We haven't had a chat with you for a while, though, because we've had many a long weekend. So we've got a few questions from the last wee while that have come in from the listeners. The first one's a nice broad one, so let's start with that. Someone says, hey Justine, I want to get our small office unionised, but I'm also kind of nervous / unsure about what that actually means. Do we have to go on strike, lol? So I guess this is kind of a good question to start with. How do you actually get your small office unionised? What does it look like?
What that looks like is joining a union, firstly, like everybody joining a union, and then approaching the union about getting a collective agreement. So a collective agreement is what it sounds like. It's a contract that covers everybody. It's transparent. It's, you all have a copy of it. And so it's very different to the kind of individual contract that's sort of hidden and very secret and only you have and your boss has it, and that's how the negotiations go. So all it is about is really collectively negotiating your terms and conditions at work. That's what being in a union really looks like. It just looks like having a collective voice at work, basically, and having that representative structure so that you can raise issues through that and, you know, have a voice.
So does that mean everybody gets paid the same, or what happens with the money side of things?
Yeah, so the money side of things, it definitely doesn't mean everybody gets paid the same. It means that there's a transparent pay scales, and people might be on different pay scales, but you know that. So, for instance, like in many workplaces, we have increases based on your time, the amount of time you've been in a workplace. There's also increases can be built into a collective agreement based on your skill set as well, so just don't get me wrong. But so you have raises basically built in every year. So say you're a nurse, you start as a nurse on a certain amount, and then the next year you go up automatically. You don't have any of that performance review stuff, which is a lot of ununionized workplaces. You have to kind of prove your worth to get a like nominal increase, like a 3% increase. So that's the kind of thing that we can get in a collective agreement, so that you know if you work here 4 years, in 4 years' time, you will get an increase every single year.
Yeah, okay, that is very good to know. Also, I think this person was being cute when they were saying, do we have to go on strike, lol? But what is actually the role of striking in a unionised workplace? While we're here, we might as well talk about it. What is the role of a strike?
Totally. So the strike is the most powerful tool that workers have in their toolkit in terms of negotiating, because we have value to the employer because of our labour, right? So if we're in negotiations and things aren't going our way, what we can do is we can demonstrate how nothing works without us by just saying, well, actually, we're going to withdraw our labour for a day. Good luck. And we'll see how you go.
So there you go.
That's the point of a strike. So strikes can and also strikes can happen because of an unsafe workplace. So workers can withdraw their labour because actually it's not safe to be there. But strikes are about, it's a negotiating tactic, really. It's like saying, hey, actually I make all the value here, so if I don't do it, then you won't have anything, which is why it tends to happen when workers go on strike, they win.
Yes, they do. Well, that's kind of a neat little segue into our next question. What have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, notice that I'm the only person in my office that still really wears a mask, even though technically we're all supposed to at Orange. Tired of being the only one reminding people, should I just give up? Ha ha.
So a lot of tired sounding people on the text today.
look, I know I'm also tired, but at the end of the day, should you give up? And the answer is no, you should just be a complete Karen about it, to be honest. And you should inundate people with all the new research about the dangers. Look, I think unions are going to be on the forefront of this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's like we're on, workers are on the front line, and there's a lot of research that shows that now, reinfections are a risk, right? You don't just get immunity forever, that there is a risk of brain damage, there's all this risk from infection. So no, don't give up, and actually just tell them to just inundate them with all the scary new research coming out.
Yeah, totally.
I think you absolutely reserve the right to make people's lives a bit of a nag, you are on the right here, and fatigue is not a good reason to put other people at risk. We get it, we're all tired, but this thing is far from over, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, we've talked about this many times before, particularly across the pandemic, but if you're feeling like it's creating an unsafe work environment, there are methods for managing that too. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, no. So absolutely. So as I said, I think unions are going to be on the forefront of this because we work in the health and safety area. So your health and safety rep is responsible for reporting risks or, risks to your employer. And your employer has a legal responsibility to do something about that.
Yep.
They have to either eliminate, and if they cannot eliminate a risk, they have to mitigate it. And if they're not doing anything, they're actually in breach of the law. And so having a trained health and safety rep in your workplace is so, so fundamental. So if you don't have a trained health and safety rep, please look into that. Approach your employer. There's a lot of information on Employment NZ from the government, straight from the government. You can see how to do it. The processes, join your union, will help with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be, healthy and safe at work. Yep.
Well, we have got a question from someone. There is also kind of a bit of a health and safety question, and it's gross. So first of all, solidarity with this person. They said, I work hospo and one of my daily tasks is to clean the bathroom. We've all been there. But my boss doesn't supply us with proper sanitation materials like gloves or sponges. He expects us to use our bare hands and paper towels. Everyone else seems chill with it. It was another member of staff who taught me how to do it this way. We don't have gloves in the kitchen sink when we're washing the dishes either. I know I could easily go and buy some, but I don't want to spend my own money, and I don't think his ego could hack it if he was criticised. Wondering if there's any concrete rules on what we can expect our boss to provide in terms of this type of stuff.
That's a clear breach of health and safety, the law, really. So there's a risk there. There's a sanitation risk. There's a hygiene risk to this person. And the boss isn't doing anything to mitigate that.
Mm-hmm.
There is PPE available that, that he should be making available to his workers.
Yeah.
This is actually, I think, I want to raise this because I think it's the importance of solidarity. So you're saying your coworkers don't have an issue with it. When someone raises an issue that's really important to them that is a collective issue,
yes.
Even if maybe you're not too bothered by it, if it is a health and safety thing, I just want to encourage people to actually stand in solidarity with people because
totally.
It does matter.
Yeah, it does.
It's disappointing, essentially. I just want to say it's disappointing. I would try to talk to your coworkers about it because it isn't acceptable. And it's a little thing that the boss can do.
Yeah.
To make the workplace safer.
Doesn't cost a lot to get some gloves going on there, no.
And you absolutely should not be buying your own personal protective equipment. That is just completely unacceptable. So, it's hard to even give advice because that's so egregious to me. You're expected to do that without proper PPE. Really just talk to your coworkers and say that's actually not okay. Would you be willing to talk to collectively kind of raise this issue? And if they're not, I would still raise it. Honestly, I would. I think it's worthwhile because
mm-hmm.
even if you end up not staying at this job, the next person who has to do this,
Totally.
Exactly. So I think it's worth putting up a fight,
Yeah, it is. That's a basic one, eh? Got to give people things to be safe. We've just had one come in from someone who said that they worked for a courier company for 18 months. They were in a union and in a minimum wage role. Left 3 months ago and 6 weeks ago, everybody got back pay of about 9 months. Because I left, am I entitled to my back pay? This person wants to know.
You'll have to check. So that will depend on the settlement agreement between the union and the employer, but it's definitely worthwhile checking.
Mm-hmm.
So I've negotiated similar contracts and the people who had left but were still in the workplace were still entitled to back pay. So check that out and hopefully you are. It sounds to me, I don't want to say absolutely yes, you're entitled to it, but if you were there 9 months ago and you were there for that period, I would assume that you would be entitled to some back pay, but it does depend on the terms and conditions. Okay,
so that sounds like one to talk to your union reps about, but fingers crossed.
Need to check the writing there. Call the union and call the union and ask them.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Justine. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Solidarity forever. We'll talk to you in a fortnight.
Cheers, Rachel. See you at play.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you, Justine.